Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 14th day of the month of Shvat. Tonight is Tu B'Shvat. Today is day 495 that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We continue to pray for their swift return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Rakupsky of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Dallas, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Rakupsky slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Rakupsky will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those held captive, for the Shvim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. So sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor a call for a day, a week, a month, for any occasion, you can do so at ou.org/call. Again, the link to sponsor the program is ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rakupsky.
Thank you, Naftali. It is, as always, a privilege to be here and to share Torah with you today. And this more, and today I wanted to share with you an insight from the original Abraham Joshua Heschel, the great-great-grandfather of the legendary theologian, the rabbi and activist, the Rav Avram Yehoshua Heschel of Aft, the After Rav. But in this week's Parsha, immediately after the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, the Torah instructs us, Lo tasun iti Elohei Chesef ve'Elohei Zahav, Lo tasu lachem. Don't fashion iti, alongside me, gods of silver and gold for yourselves. And it seems redundant because the Torah was very explicit and continues in many other places to be explicit that idolatry and fashioning idols is absolutely prohibited. The Torah already warned us about this. So what is the purpose of this additional verse? The Zohar focuses on a key word in the verse, and the word iti, meaning with me, and it creatively renders it as oti. Don't make me. In other words, do not make me into a god of silver and gold, which is not the same as fashioning idols and worshiping other gods. The After Rav explains that this is about taking an item which is imbued with godly characteristics, or about taking mystical spheres of transcendent spirituality and fashioning these into an absolute representation of God. This explanation may be somewhat esoteric, so let me explain it in slightly simpler terms. We would never want to be defined by one aspect of our personality, our appearance, or our life story. The one embarrassing or successful episode in our past cannot define who we are any more than praising our child for one accomplishment should define who she is. Defining ourselves by our height, by occasionally angry outbursts, by a relationship that we had in high school, those are part of who we are, but to restrict ourselves and our identity to that tiny snapshot of ourselves is doing ourselves a disservice. But we do this all the time when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam. We define God according to our limited window of understanding shaped by our life experiences. We talk about the Ribono Shel Olam as a God solely of kindness, or if we have perhaps a more complex relationship with God, it is a God of anger. And these two qualities seem to contradict one another. We say in one part of the Tefillah, Tel Nekamos Hashem, that God is a God of vengeance. But we also say that God is Vehurachum Yechaper Avon, Velo Yashchiv, that God is merciful, he forgives iniquity, and he does not destroy. It's a duality. This dichotomy does not just affect our understanding, it affects our practice as well. How often have we heard some form of the following complaint? Any observant Jew that is focused on the technical details of halachic observance will probably have heard at some point something like, does God really care about the way you heat up food on Shabbos? Can God be found in the correct bracha on rice checks or the amount of matzah that you eat within a 9-minute time span? God wants us to be honest, to treat one another with respect. God wants us just to be good people. And that is absolutely accurate. That which sets the Nevi'im off more than anything else is a lack of integrity, a lack of compassion, and oppressing the defenseless. On the other hand, there are those who choose to manifest God solely within the realm of Talmud Torah, adherence to halachic minutia. And Chazal tell us that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, God can be found primarily within the parameters of halachic adherence. There are many people who focus more on the ethical behavior, but have very little in the way of halachic observance and don't manifest that aspect of the Ribono Shel Olam. And there are those who are deeply steeped in halachic observance, but lack basic compassion. They don't care about the broader Jewish people or the Jewish future, or perhaps their business ledgers are less than pristine. Our understanding of God cannot be just one of these. What God, as it were, cares about ought to encompass all of these qualities, all of these realms, and so much more. We also attempt to commandeer God for our own purposes, and that defines the direction of our political and social decisions. So many people's godly and political convictions directly overlap, when in fact, no platform of any political party maps directly onto traditional sources, and traditional sources can be used to justify many different viewpoints. There is no need to settle for gods of silver and gold, formed by our minimalistic understanding. If we can expand our view of the Ribono Shel Olam beyond our comfort zone, that will create a more meaningful and honest and, yes, nuanced and complex relationship with Hashem. But it is what is essential in order to truly receive the Torah. We continue with Tehillim. We begin with Perek Chaf. Mamnatseach Nizmo de David. Yancho Adime B'yom Tzava Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezlecha Mikodesh Mitzim Yisadecha Yizkol Kol Minchosecha V'Lasecha Yidashene Seba. Yitein Lecha Chim Vavecha V'Cholat Tzaskha Yimalei Yiranena Bishu Asecha U'Veshem Eloheinu Nidgo Yimalei Adinei Kol Mishalecha. Ata yadati ki yeshia adinai mishicha ya'aneinu mishmei kodshoi bidvois yesha yaminai. Eile varechev ve'eile basusim va'anachnu b'shem adinai v'heinu nazkir heima ka'u v'nafalu va'anachnu kamnu v'anisaydad adinai yeshia amelech ya'aneinu v'yon ko'enu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmo le David adinai ro'i v'yechsa. Dir hama alois ni ma'amakim kirasicha adinoi. Adinoi shima bekodi tiena uznecha kashuvois bekota hanunai. Im avoinoi shishmo ya adinoi mi ya'amoi ki im necho haselicha lema antivore. Ki visi adinoi ki vesta nafshiv li dore rechalti. Nafshiv adinoi mishremerim la boiker, shremerim la boiker. Yachel Yisrael adinoi ki im adinoi achesed ve'avei moifidus vehu yisdeh es Yisrael mikol avoinoi sov. Maskil le David b'yosei b'me'ara tefillah. It's from 142. Apologies. Kalil adinai ezat, kalil adinai eschanan. Eshpoz lefanav sichi, tzavasi lefanav agid. Ve'yisatef alai ruchi ve'ata yadata nesivasi b'orachzu ahalech tam menu fachli. Habeit yaminu ve'ein ve'ein li makir. Avad manoisimeni, ein teresh lenafshi. Za'afti elecho adinoi, amarti ata machsi chelki ve'eretz ha'chayim. Akshiva elinasi ki dalois me'oid ha'sudeni miroi defai ki ametsu mimeni. Ha'itzi ami machsgir nafshi lo edoi seshemecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Continue with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael ha'nesunim v'tzara u'v'ashivya, ha'omdim ben v'yam u'ben v'yavasha, ha'vakoyim rachem aleihem. ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאירה, ומשיבוד מגאולה, השתה ועגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Continue with the Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzal. Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov V'yifareches Chayalei Tzal Ha'agana L'Yisrael V'anshei Kachos V'Bitachon Ha'omedim Al Mishmar Atzinu V'Arei Eloheinu V'Gevul HaLevanon David V'Mitzrayim V'min Yama Gedol Ha'Dvar Rava V'Kol Mekom Shehem V'Yabasha V'Avir U'V'Yam Yiten Adonai Yisrael Yevinu Akamim Aleinu Nigafim L'Sneihem הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעציר אתכם מכל צרה וצוקה וכל נגע ומאכלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם בחסר ישועה ועטר תצטרכם ויקוים בהם הכסוף. כי אדוני אלוהיכם הלך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. Continue with the Mishaberach, the Shvuyim, the prayer for those being held in captivity. Mi Shabirach Avasing Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'Yivarech Yishmo V'Yinzoz Nedrei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael U'Shvuyav Et Kol Achenu Hanusunim B'Tzava U'Veshivya Baruch Shekol HaKal HaKadosh Hazeh Mispalel Ba'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Achenu Aleihem Yotzeihem Mechoshech V'Tzal Mames U'Moshe Say He'em Yinatek U'Moshe Say He'em Yoshi'em V'Yishivem Heira L'Chek Mishpachoy Say He'em יועדו לאדיני חסדוי ונפלאיסוב בבני אדם, ויקויון בהם מקושי כסוף, ופנויי אדיני ישובון ובאו ציון ורינה ושמחה שעולם על ראשם. תסויים ושמחה יסיגו ונסו יגן ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. And finally, we continue with the Mishaberach Lefolim. I will pause at the name and give you an opportunity to insert the names of those for whom you are davening. וישברך אבוסינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה הוא יברך וירפא אס. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, לאכלימם, לפסום, לאחזיקון, לאחיוצם, וישלח להם לרעב רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל איבריהם וכל קדים בסור שרפולי ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה והגלו בזמן קריב, נאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rutsky. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tu B'Shvat on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.